Welcome to Two Chicks, Three Seats, the podcast that takes a look at the hospitality industry's hottest topics.
Two Chicks, Three Seats is hosted by Kate Kennedy and Rachel Calkins and is brought to you by Triple Seat, the industry leader in event management software.
Find out more about Triple Seat at tripleseat.com. Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Two Chicks, Three Seats. It's crazy to believe we are in the month of December, aka the holiday season, aka the busiest, but also most profitable time of the year for the hospitality industry. If you're listening and currently feeling the stress of the holiday event season, take a deep breath. You've got this. We're here with you. We believe in you. In the spirit of all things holiday, today we're going to be talking about the cocktails, the recipes, decor, and activations that are trending for the 2023 holiday event season. These ideas can work for the events that you're hosting at your venue, offsite catering events, and even your own family's holiday plans. So Let's kick it off with some cocktails and celebrate the holiday season, shall we?
Right? Toast to the holiday season. Speaking of stress, right? Like, you can relieve stress with these two cocktails. So the cocktails I wanted to talk about today, I've done in restaurants and I've also done for family gatherings at the holidays and other times of year too. So you can definitely make these at your venue. They can both be batched, but you can make these for your family too. And you can also make them without booze. Well, the second one you really can't make without booze, but the first one you can. So the first one is my favorite, very easy to make holiday punch. There's so many different variations of holiday punch out there. And this one, I think I've tried a lot of them. I feel like this one is the most crowd people pleaser and also the easiest to make, in my opinion. And you can adjust it, and I'll talk about that. So the recipe I had serves 20, but obviously you can adjust that however you need to. And one note of warning, warning, if you're going to do this at a venue, it does contain Prosecco. So just make what you're going to use that night, because the Prosecco will get flat and then it won't have the same, like after one day, it won't have the same taste or like spritziness that it would. So if you're making this for a venue, just make what you need for one night and don't reuse it after. So anyways, okay, let's start off. So the holiday punch, 5 cups of cranberry juice. And it's very important that you don't use cranberry juice cocktail. So the difference between cranberry juice and cranberry juice cocktail is that cranberry juice often has additives in it of other juices, like grape juice or apple juice. And this is better for the punch because it's less bitter and less tart. So I would recommend using cranberry juice and not the cranberry juice cocktail. And then you're going to need 2 bottles of dry Prosecco or champagne, brut champagne, 2 cups of fresh apple cider. And I know I always say this when I talk about cocktails that include apple cider, like fresh apple cider is best, but I know that some of the people who live in places that don't necessarily have fresh apple cider through the holidays, that you can use like the Trader Joe's version or whatever you have is fine, but it does taste better with the fresh apple cider. 1.5 cups of ginger ale, and then 2 cups of either dark rum or brandy, and then sliced oranges and fresh cranberries to throw in. And if you're at a venue, obviously you would throw those in after you make each drink. And if you're at home, you can put them in the punch bowl. So it adds like a little, it looks really pretty. You can also add sprigs of rosemary. I've done that before too. And it's just, you just add everything together and that's it. It's super easy. So some of the ways that I've adjusted this throughout the years is you can do like the old fashioned sorbet punches, and the kids, like my family always had like this green one that the kids always drank. And I don't even know what was in it, 'cause my mom always made it, but it had like green sherbet on the top. It was probably like Mountain Dew. God only knows. But anyways, you can do like a variation on that and make the punch exactly how I described before, but then add a scoop or like a tiny scoop of raspberry sorbet to each serving. I wouldn't add it to the punch bowl or to the mixture if you're in a venue, but to add it like after the fact, is it's really good. I've done it.
That sounds delicious.
It's really, really good. And sorbet is very low in calories, so it's not like you're adding a lot of calories there. And then, not that we worry about calories during the holiday season, but in case you are, if you don't like rum or brandy, I don't like rum, to be honest. Well, I like rum, but it doesn't suit me. Turns me into a crazy person. So I usually use brandy, but you can also do raspberry vodka. I've done that, and that's really delicious too. You can also replace the cranberry juice with pomegranate juice. And then my only recommendation is to replace the cranberries with pomegranate seeds as the garnish. You can also do like half and half cranberry and orange juice to like add a little orange flair in there. And if you want to make a tropical Christmas punch, you can add in half a cup of pineapple juice. I wouldn't omit any of the cranberry juice, but you can add in the pineapple juice. So that's my holiday punch. It's probably like a recipe that everyone uses, but it's super easy and people love it. And I think you can serve that in like fine dining establishments, and you can also serve that at like a pub. So I feel like it's a good crowd pleaser for sure. So the second one I want to talk about is actually like not really a drink, although it can be served on the rocks. So homemade Bailey's Irish Cream. I used to make bottles of these and give it out as gifts. I think I'm going to do it again this year. I like just ordered those bottles from with the corks on them from Amazon. Cause I was like, you know what? I'm going to make Bailey's this year. It's so
I want
easy.
One. Make me one.
I don't know if I can set. Well,
I'll get it to you. I'll get it at the holiday party.
Okay. I'll bring it. Does it keeps well. I'll make you one and bring it to the holiday party in January. It's really easy to make. So, we used to make this at a pub I worked at in Boston for the holidays, and we just serve it on the rocks. You can also serve it with coffee, but just so you know, because it is homemade, it does curdle a little bit in coffee. So like you have to stir it really well. So just keep that in mind if you're making a drink with it. I think it's better just serve it on the rocks. But so this is like the traditional recipe to make homemade Bailey's Irish Cream. This makes 12 cups. You're going to need 3 cups of heavy cream, 3 14-ounce cans of sweetened condensed milk, 9 tablespoons of chocolate syrup, which is probably a half a cup or something, but I don't know. We just did tablespoons. 3 tablespoons of instant coffee. I always used instant espresso because I like a little more kick. So FYI, you can do either. I do like the way the espresso tastes better, but if you don't like coffee flavor, then you might want to go with the instant coffee instead. And then you want 3 teaspoons of pure vanilla extract. You don't want like that fake vanilla, like the bourbon vanilla extract is what you'd really like. And then 2 cups of any kind of Irish whiskey. I always use Jameson because we had a bunch of it, but you can honestly use any kind of Irish whiskey. And all you do is add all the ingredients into a blender and blend it on low. That is really important. You want it to be on low because if it goes high, it's going to curdle almost like whipped cream. So you want it on really, really low, everything but the whiskey. And then you add the whiskey after it's blended on like super low speed and do that for like 30 seconds. And then that's it. And then you just pour it into little containers or like in, you know, on the rocks or whatever. I've also done, so like some people don't like whiskey or the taste of whiskey. So you can honestly use any type of liqueur or spirit to make this. I've done amaretto, which was really good. I did like an Italian spin on Irish cream. And then I've done peanut butter whiskey, which was really delicious.
I love peanut butter whiskey.
I do too. It doesn't taste like whiskey. So for anyone who doesn't know, it does not taste like whiskey. So if you don't like the taste of whiskey, it's a good alternative. I've also done Fireball, which I absolutely despise, but someone at the bar I worked at asked for it. So I was like, I'll give it a try. And like, it was good if you like Fireball, but I hate Fireball.
You do hate Fireball.
Oh my God. I know. Awful. So gross. And then you can also do like, I've done like Cointreau, like half Cointreau, half Irish whiskey. So you can do like an orange flavor. You can do like add more chocolate if you really like the chocolate, add more coffee if you like the coffee. You can make it dairy-free by using coconut milk and soy condensed milk. There's a lot of different ways that you can use this. And also, if you're not making it at a venue, you probably want to divide this recipe by like 4 and just do like 3 servings at a time because your blender at home isn't gonna fit all of this liquid in it. I had like an industrial size blender at the restaurant, so we made big batches, but you probably won't be able to do that. So yeah, that's my Bailey's Irish Cream recipe. It's really delicious. I'm sure it's out there on the internet and I'm sure it's like made differently every time. But a guy that bartended at the bar that I worked at in Boston, who was from Ireland, he was from Galway. It was his mom's recipe. So that's the one we used. So
I love it. We're preparing all of our holiday recipes right now. I've been seeing so many cocktail recipes on TikTok and Instagram these days. Like every time I see a new one, I'm saving it or like sending it to my friends or my sisters. I'm like, okay, Christmas time, we're making these together.
That reminds me of what I made on Thanksgiving and it was so good. I saw it was a winter Aperol spritz. So I made like a spiced cranberry syrup and you added it in with the Aperol soda water and Prosecco, and it was so good. Like, so it just like a little tiny bit of the spiced cranberry syrup, and it made like a huge difference. And then you like garnish it with rosemary. It was delicious. So
I was having,
I found that on TikTok.
I was having cranberry mimosas on Thanksgiving, which also is Christmassy. And like, I don't know what it was about this simple cranberry mimosa with the rosemary sprig in it. It just like having the rosemary in it just made it so much better. And I like a mimosa generally speaking, but then this twist on it, which I don't normally have. I mean, it's nothing complicated. It's just cranberry and Prosecco, but it was just so good. I loved it.
So good. I totally agree. Have you seen the Christmas tree drinks, like the sprig of rosemary in water, and you put it in the freezer and it freezes?
No.
So then it's like frozen to the glass, and then you just add in like whatever sparkling beverage, it can even be soda water, that you want, and it like sparkles up because of like the, it's like frozen into the glass, and sparkles. It looks so cool. It's like,
send me the video.
Snow globe. I will. I saved it in TikTok, so I'll send it to you.
I love it. I love it. Well, TikTok also inspired me on some holiday recipes food wise. That's what we're going to dive into next. So this first one can work as a station at a corporate holiday party or an appetizer for your family celebrations, and definitely will have guests snapping photos. But basically, we're just getting basic, but then bringing a holiday twist to a charcuterie board. I saw this on Instagram and again on TikTok. I've seen like different people doing it different ways, but it's essentially creating a charcuter tree, you know, charcuterie into a tree, charcuter tree. <Ba-dum-tsh>. Right.
We need the sound machine back.
Yep. Okay. Anyways, Kate's laughing if you can't hear.
Oh, they can definitely hear.
But so to create your charcuter tree, you first want to start by preparing the base structure. So the structure is key here. Obviously, we want it to look like a tree. So you want, and what people have been doing is taking a styrofoam structure that's in the shape of a tree. So essentially just a tall, skinny triangle, basically anything that you could stab toothpicks into.
That's where we're going.
Okay. Yeah,
I like this.
Okay. I'm going to describe and then I'll put a link to the where I saw the video, and you can tell me if this is like what you're imagining in your head based on me describing it. But then you wrap the styrofoam in plastic wrap or tin foil to keep, you know, the sanitary barrier between the styrofoam and the food. Mm-hmm. One person I saw doing this didn't do that and got some hate in the TikTok comments, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to. I know.
Yeah.
Calm down, but you don't want to bite into styrofoam, but calm down. It's not
right. Calm down. And if a restaurant's doing this, obviously there's going to be all the sanitary things in place.
Right.
But just keep that in mind. So then grab all your charcuterie essentials. In this case, I saw olives, cube cheeses, meats that were twisted into rose petal shapes, green grapes, tomatoes, etc. Anything that can easily be stabbed with a toothpick. Then you want to individually stab each of these items with said toothpick. And from there, start pushing them into the tree styrofoam piece into a beautiful, pretty formation. So I'd recommend starting from the base of the tree and then using all the same ingredients in a row up the side of the tree. You could like do it in a, so it's twisting around the styrofoam, but keep with that same either olive, cube, cheese so that it's like a clean line. And then you basically just alternate creating rows with each different ingredient until every surface of the tree is covered. At the end, I've seen people using star-shaped cookie cutters to create a star at the top, either out of cheese or melon, some sort of item that can stick also with a toothpick and be the centerpiece of the tree. Mm-hmm. And then you put the tree on a serving dish or a nice platter. And then it's the star of your charcuterie board. And then just, you can put the crackers on the base. You can put other dips and other cheeses like brie and the ones that won't necessarily fit onto the tree and, you know, build out the board. And you can maybe do two trees, one large tree, one small tree, depending on how many guests you have. And it's just so pretty. So
I love this idea. I might do this. I don't know how pretty mine will come out, but I'll share.
Kate laughs at the charcuterie tree and she's going to come back with photos after the holidays.
I just laughed at the charcuterie tree. That's like, that was what I was laughing at, but
I get it.
Really cute. It's cute. I'm going to try it. You could easily do this at a restaurant too. Like even like 100%. A tinier version of the tree and like a, you know, and then on a wood board. Cause what else do you put charcuteries on at restaurants?
Exactly. I also think it's just a more creative way to repurpose the ingredients and things that you probably already have. Like if you already offer charcuterie boards, use the same ingredients and just put it into this shape. So it looks more festive for the holiday parties.
Really cute. Yeah. I love that idea.
I know. I'm gonna make one too. We can maybe we'll have a competition.
No, okay. Because... Yeah, yours will definitely come out better. I'm good at cocktails and like cooking, but not creating like beautiful looking cheese plates. That's not my thing.
We all have our strengths.
Yeah, exactly.
And then another one more on the dessert angle. So this is Christmas crack. And I'm sure a restaurant could put together their own fancier version to their DIY Christmas crack with their own recipe from their own team. But for the everyday person, I think this one's a fan favorite around the holidays that you can serve at your home holiday party or even put into like individual goodie bags as party favors. Do you make Christmas crack, Kate? Do you know Christmas crack?
Yes. Yes. Except mine, I think, is different. We called like, you know, the saltine crackers. And then you basically do exactly what this is, but with saltine crackers. That's what we call Christmas crack in my family.
I've seen it both ways. Mm-hmm. This one, I have done the saltine one as well, but this one calls for pretzels as the base. So for those listening, you're going to need 1 cup of butter, 1 cup of brown sugar, 2 cups of pretzels, 1.5 cups of melted chocolate, and then any toppings of your choice. So anything from sprinkles, sea salt, shredded coconut bits, nuts, anything that you think would be, you know, fun and colorful. Bonus points if you're using things that are red and what's the other color? Red and green.
Green.
For the holidays. But basically, you'll melt your butter and brown sugar in a saucepan over medium heat. Bring it to a boil and stir consistently for 3 minutes or until it thickens. Cover your baking sheet with parchment paper and then lay out your pretzels into their own single layer on top of the parchment paper. Then basically you just pour your mixture over the single layer of pretzels, bake it in the oven at 375 for 5 to 7 minutes, and then remove it from the oven and then add your additional ingredients onto the mixture. And then the chocolate will be ready for them to be hardening and, decorate it to make it look how you want it to look. And the way I've seen it done, I've seen people like put different sections with different ingredients of theirs. So you can make one corner with like the sprinkles, one quarter with the chopped nuts so that they're
that's a cute idea.
Every bite is a little bit different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a fun little holiday dessert that you can enjoy around this Christmas season.
You could even make it like on top of, you can crumble it on top of like an ice cream sundae or something at a restaurant.
Totally.
Yeah. Anyway, so moving on from food, well, drinks and food to holiday decor. So I was just in Ireland for a vacation in Galway, and I was obsessed with how all of the restaurants and pubs decorate for Christmas there. And it's like, I feel like it's very traditional, right? Like red, green, metallics, that sort of thing. But it felt so cozy everywhere you went. And I was like, this is how restaurants should decorate for Christmas. This is the vibe I like at Christmas. Everything felt like warm and cozy. And like, there was a lot of different textures, like wood or like fake fur, glitter, everything just kind of like smashed together, and like lots of greenery with little twinkle lights. It was just such a vibe. And now I want to go back to Galway every year for Christmas.
Aw, I love that.
I can't afford to. So that's like where I started with this. I feel like a lot of times in the US, like we kind of get lost with like the decorations. Like some people hit it out of the park and then others are just like haphazardly like throwing things up. I think the warmer and more cozy you make it feel, like people like that even if they don't celebrate Christmas, I think. I mean, I like my brother's Jewish, for example, and he's always like, I love, you know, him and his wife are always like, we love taking the kids to restaurants that are decorated like for Christmas, but like cozy and warm, like the kids love the feeling of it, even if they don't celebrate Christmas. So I just feel like bringing that aspect back here is, I don't know, it's a, and a lot of people do it, but I think more don't than do. So that, and even in places where it's warm out, I think you can still create that feeling inside, even if the air conditioner is on and it's 90 degrees outside. But of course, I think another tip is to know your audience, obviously. So you can be more playful if you're a family establishment, or more classy and classic if you're fine dining. And then also if you're a culturally specific restaurant, like play into that. If your cuisine or the region you're in is more culturally, I can't say that word, specific, then that's a good way to incorporate some of those things into the Christmas decor. Like there's a sushi restaurant near me that decorates in like all of the stuff is from Japan. And I think that's really cool. It's like how they celebrate Christmas and the decorations they use. It still feels warm and cozy inside, but it's definitely different and it's nice. So that's another tip. And then I think finding your inspiration on social media and like what other people are doing, or on Pinterest, of course. Pinterest is like still relevant and still a great place to find inspiration. And then also, especially if you live in a city, like right outside your door, there's probably a ton of window displays with great inspiration. That was something else I noticed in Galway, that the department stores, and in New York, obviously too, and in Boston, you know, the department stores have these amazing window displays. And I think that that's a cool way to get some inspiration for inside your restaurant. And then of course, this is more of Rachel's realm, but make sure you promote your decor on social media. There's actually a holiday pop-up bar in Portsmouth near where I live that I'm going to tomorrow night with some girlfriends. And I honestly never would have even known it existed if they didn't have an amazing marketing and social media promotions like on TikTok. I saw like 10 different videos of influencers from Boston who actually mentioned this place in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And I was like, we need to go there. So, but like no one knew it existed except for the TikTok promotions. So
what's it called?
Miracle, I think it's called. So it's inside like a place that you wouldn't expect it to be in. It's like a kind of like a college-y type bar. They have good food, but it's like a very like college bar. And then They did a pop. They have like a section of the place where they do private events. And they, this like miracle it's called, came, and I guess they do them all across the country, but
well,
they
wait,
came to-
I feel like that was an example I also had. So I wonder,
oh,
if it's,
really?
I wonder if it's connected.
Maybe it could be. So then they come to different places across the country and they came to this place in Portsmouth. It's a really popular bar, but they transformed their private event room, and you can do private events in it, but it's also open weeknights. And they have bands in there every weeknight, and they do like, it's decorated crazy for Christmas. Like it's completely just filled with Christmas decor. And then also all the drinks are served in like little frosty mugs, and like, you know, you can get holiday drinks, and it seems really cute. And I thought, you know, it would be a fun way. We already have a girls' night plan for tomorrow night. We're like going to this boutique for like a girls' shopping event. So I was like, let's go there and get some boozy hot chocolate after.
I love that. So fun.
But they definitely have, they've definitely tapped into, you know, the influencer marketing stream in Boston specifically. Because there are ones that I do follow like, you know, social media, like influencers for food and stuff. From New Hampshire, but I do feel like the ones in Boston have more of a following. So
definitely.
Yeah.
Cute. Super cute. Well, so the next thing that I'm going to talk about is holiday event activations that you could bring into your own holiday parties and bring a little experiential element to it. And your topic of pop-ups inspired me. And so this has to be connected. But there's a bar.
Miracle on 9th Street.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Miracle
it
on
has
9th
to
Street.
Be.
So there's
I don't
a bar
know,
in the,
maybe.
There's a bar in the East Village. It's normally called The Cabinet. They're actually a Triple C customer, but they do a pop-up called Miracle on 9th Street because they're on East 9th Street.
Oh, cute.
I'm going to look into it after and we'll figure this out. But they do it every December. And by the time this episode airs, you can actually check out a video feature that we did showing off this customer on the Triple C Instagram account. And they similarly do a bunch of cute things with their drinks and their food.
Yes.
It has to be the same.
It has to be, because like, I saw that video, obviously. But when I saw the video of this one, I originally thought it was the same place. I was like, oh my God, that's like the one that Triple C covered. And then I realized it was in Portsmouth. And so it looks almost exactly the same.
100%. But funny. I mean, what if you turned your own venue into a similar pop-up Santa's workshop concept for a holiday party? And that's like the whole theme. So I just think that the overarching theme that a lot of these pop-ups have could just become its own theme for a holiday party and then have a lot of mini activations.
Yeah,
so I kind cute. Of got creative thinking about this, making Christmas cookies with Mrs. Claus. That could be a little station at your party. Putting
cute.
Together goodie bags for charity with the elves, quote, slaying the bar with Rudolph. Like I'm literally just getting excited at the potential of this theme and all these little mini activations that could go into the overarching theme of making your holiday party for your client into its own pop-up event. Mm-hmm. So that's one angle that I think is really cool and could be a trending thing right now. Another thing, chocolate making activations at holiday parties. So of course we know holiday season means a lot of sweets like chocolate. And I saw this super cool third party vendor called Rocka Chocolate located in Brooklyn. And they specialize in chocolate experiences that can be brought into like corporate parties at a venue, offsite, at your own office, wherever you may be hosting. And I mean, I know if I attended a party and had the option to make my own custom chocolate bar, chocolate truffles, or enjoy some sort of chocolate fountain experience, I think that would be super cool and I would be taking advantage of it. So I think that's absolutely especially timely around the holidays to dive into the chocolate making world and chocolate experiences. Another thing that I think is super trending and chic right now is any sort of activation around martinis. I think any martini activation is super cool. I personally love a dirty martini, but I think, I mean, if you're having just a bar menu that's all martinis, dirty martini, lychee martini, espresso martini, maybe you have a station where a martini mixologist is present, a martini tower, like similarly done at weddings. There's so many ways martinis that you really can bring. They're having a moment. I know.
They're having a moment. They're making a comeback. It's comeback. I know that you're too young to know that, but it is a comeback.
I think we talked about this maybe like a year and a half ago where you were saying that
Sex in the City, Cosmopolitan's making a serious comeback. And I love that because I love the Cosmo, but it really is. It's all of a sudden everyone's like Cosmopolitan or like the dirty martini. I mean, I feel like dirty martinis never went out of style, but you know, I'm like, I just think when I was your age, or younger, living in New York, we always drank martinis. Or then living in Boston, we always drank martinis. And then no one drank martinis for so long. And now I feel like I love drinking a martini. It's you got to be careful, obviously.
That's just my dream activation. If I was at a party and there was anything around martinis, that's my vibe, guys. That's my vibe.
Love it. It's our vibe.
And then a couple other ideas. I saw this Biz Bash roundup of holiday ideas for corporate parties. If you have like a bigger budget, they had some fun things around like indoor sledding, a skiing simulator. Of course, you could get like private VIP DJ performers with all the bells and whistles that come in with that. If you have that sort of larger budget,
DJ James Kennedy.
To your local bar near you. But yeah, I mean, those obviously facilitated by some sort of experiential activity company. But then just like finally some other classic corporate holiday party activities that can always be incorporated with smaller budgets. Anything from 360 photo booths, silent disco, smoke machines for a little dramatics, disposable cameras on the tables, putting together a raffle. All those things are kind of fun add-ons that you could bring into your party to make it have that other experiential element to it without breaking the budget. So fun things to bring into all sorts of holiday parties.
Good ideas. And we can't forget about New Year's Eve, obviously, because we talked all about holiday parties. New Year's Eve is another huge night, obviously, for the hospitality industry. And I'm going to talk about some like tried and true ticketed experience ideas. I know like it's totally okay to just go with the flow and continue to do like those like ticketed New Year's Eve events at your venue. But I do think that we're in a position now in 2023, soon to be 2024, that you should probably be offering experiences or like a themed event to go with the ticket. Like, you know, working in bars in Boston, we always just used to do like $100 a person, champagne toast, like two drink ticket. It was like not a lot. And like buffet food, or like when I worked at Capital Grill, it was like, you got a little more obviously, but it's, you know, I think there needs to be something else these days. People are looking for like, you know, an excuse to dress up or like, and dress up maybe like not in a costume, but like as a themed type situation. So some ones that I've seen in the past few months that sort of piqued my interest. And let me also preface this with, I don't go out on New Year's Eve. As Rachel knows, I think it's a waste of money, but that's only because I worked in bars my whole life. And I know what it should cost and what it does cost. So just throwing it out there. But I feel like everyone who's listening to our podcast either agrees with me and won't go out or is going to work on New Year's Eve. So it's like, I usually have a party at my house on New Year's Eve. I think it's, you know, it's a vibe and I do a theme. So there's that. It's usually Taylor Swift related, but that's fine. Anyways, so a few I saw I thought were cool. There was like a Under the Stars New Year's Eve theme, but it had like tarot card readings and it was at a place that was a nice out and, you know, they were going to do it like outside on a roof deck. And then they did like everything was star related. And I thought that was a cute idea. Also, I feel like this has been done a million times, but I still love it. Like casino night or like, and or Gatsby theme. So I saw one that was combining the two. So like dress like Gatsby, but like, there's going to be like casino games. I thought that was a cute way of combining it. I've also seen like Mob, like the mobsters, and then like Casino combined. Just, it's cute. And the girls can dress up cute and the guys can just wear tuxes and they'll be happy.
I love it.
Right. I saw our burlesque theme. I thought that was in Miami. I thought it was really cool. There's like aerialists and burlesque dancers. If you have a big space in your venue, obviously this could be a cool thing to do. We used to do at a bar I worked at in Boston, we used to do go-go dancers and we only had them on New Year's Eve. And it was kind of cool because they like danced in the bar and stuff. And they had like these like light up things. It just adds something cool. Disco ball. So like a disco theme, but like taking like off, like, you know, it's just like using the disco ball, or what do they call it in Times Square? What the hell is it called? Right. You live there. Come on.
I mean, it's just the New Year's ball.
Just the ball. I don't know, but like using that as a theme and doing like a disco theme with it could be cute. I saw a Brazilian carnival night. So it was sort of like a masquerade ball, but like taking it up a notch with like masks and feather costumes and that sort of thing. And then I saw one that I was like, you know what? I like that for my wellness peeps out there. So it was a wellness event that you do count down to the new year, but instead of booze, they were offering herbal elixirs. And I think there were like mushrooms involved because it was in Colorado and I feel like those are legal there. So love that. And yeah, so like it was like herbal, like mushroom elixirs and then yoga meditation classes and you would meditate into the new year. And I was like,
oh my God,
I like that. I mean, I don't want to do it because I want to get drunk, but I do think it's a cute idea.
It's cute. You.
It is. It is. There are people out there who obviously just want to like chill out and not, you know, not go crazy like that. I also saw some cute ones that were like online events. So, you know, you'd be at your house with like a group of people or just like your family or whatever. And there was like, basically like they would go to different, it was like a live stream of different places, but then like it was, they would send you like a kit and like, whether it was like, you know, like to make martinis or to cook a dinner or something, but like they would go to like a famous chef's house and watch him cook the meal, like live sort of thing. And then it like jumped around to different places. I saw that in an email and then I couldn't find it anywhere, but I know it exists. And I thought it was, because I wanted to share the link. I was like, that's a really cool idea. Couldn't find it anywhere, but anyways, it's out there.
Before I die, ever since I watched Gossip Girl in high school, I've been obsessed with the masquerade ball theme.
Yeah.
And before I die, I need to have a masquerade ball themed birthday party. Like it's in the dreams. Like I want to have just the most glamorous. I mean, it's just the bucket list birthday party that I will be throwing at. So maybe for my 30th birthday.
That's a good 30th birthday theme. I also was really hoping that we would do that for the triple seat party one year, like a masquerade ball.
I know. It's so fun.
It might happen. I know. I agree. But I guess we can't do it. We did the gala just like 2 years ago, right? So we can't, we should probably space it out. It is different. It's completely different. I agree. It's fun though. Please invite me. You could have your wedding be a masquerade ball.
Damn, that'd be hot and cool. We'll see when that 30th or wedding, we'll see what comes first. Well, whatever your theme is, you're going to need some marketing to push ticket sales. Mm-hmm. And social media is going to be the place you should be doing it. Outside of email, like Kate obviously has gotten a lot of emails with promotions, I think social media is a great thing to be using for this kind of event and video on social specifically. So I'm talking Instagram and TikTok, creating a video to generate some buzz around the event. So if you have an in-house marketing team with a bigger budget to do this, that's awesome. Your team likely has the resources and creative direction to put something like this together. But if you're a smaller restaurant or venue trying to pull together a video with fewer resources, you're in luck because there are so many ways to make eye-catching video content without breaking the bank. So a few tools that I recommend if you're kind of DIYing this or someone or a couple people on your team are working for it, CapCut. So CapCut is a super popular app. It is where people can edit together their videos and they have a bunch of pre-made templates that you could plug in photo or video content to create said video. So if you're using CapCut, but you need the content to put into these templates, Unsplash is a tool that we've used for years at Triple C, but it's a great place to find stock photos that you can use in your videos. If this ticketed New Year's Eve event of yours is an annual event, perhaps you have photos from last year's masquerade or casino night, whatever you may have be doing for your theme, then you can definitely use those videos from or photos from last year. But if not, stock photos are also a great choice. And then iStock similarly can give you stock content, but for videos. So yeah, basically, I mean, CapCut has so many different templates that you can be using. You can kind of scroll through, see what they have to work with. And it's just an easy way to plug in your content. It shouldn't take you too much time and can have that fun, dramatic effect. You can add text in there as well to put the information and then always end with like a card that has information about the event and where people can sign up and buy their tickets for it. So yeah. Do you want to talk about some tips for capturing last minute holiday business?
I really do. I was just thinking about what you said. I was just in deep thought about your tips that you
about marketing.
About.
I know. I love anyway, you. She's know, too stunned to speak.
I was like, wow. No. Okay. So yes, want to end on a little bit of triple seat, you know, promo, obviously, because this is a triple seat podcast. Don't forget, first of all, please do not forget to utilize your lead form if you're a triple seat user. We used to do like every year, I think we stopped doing it at the pandemic, like during the pandemic, but we used to every year, like do this big push on social media, like reminding people to use their lead form and also like blog posts. And we'd have account managers reach out to places and be like, use your lead form. Because it really is the easiest way to get last minute holiday business. You can embed the lead form anywhere on your website, obviously, social media, email campaigns, and your signature in all your emails. You could even text it to people if you use that sort of promotion. You can put it on QR codes on tabletops within the venue. It can, you know, it can link to anywhere. You can also make one specifically for holiday events, so you don't have to use your regular lead form. You can make one that's holiday related. You can also create, if you use Triple Seat Direct, you can create specific menus, event times, dates, prices, all that stuff for holiday events, and link out to that in the same way. It works the same as the regular lead form. And then also don't forget that Triple Seat is a full CRM. So, which is customer relationship marketing tool, and you can
management,
pull reports.
Management. Right.
What did I say?
Customer relationship marketing, customer relationship management.
Wow. Management. Nice job, Rach. Sorry, everybody. Custom relationship management marketing tool. I think that's what I meant to say. I think I say CRM way too much in my day-to-day life, which is sad. So you can pull reports in Triple Seat and email either like repeat customers who booked holiday parties before. Maybe you're like, hey, you want to book a last minute holiday party with us again, or even people who have booked other events with you. You can reach out to them and be like maybe offer them a discount for last minute bookings or to book on a weeknight or whatever it may be. And you can also pull like to get a good idea of where you were at last year compared to this year. Or if you want to look at maybe like 2019, since the last few years was weird. You can even look back as if you use Triple Seat for that long, you can look back as far as you've had Triple Seat and pull numbers and see where you're at. Reach out to those people from the past. Yeah. Just another like plug for the lead form. Just use the lead form. Please use the lead form. And you can do promotions around the lead form too. Like I said, the tabletop stuff, you can, any of the marketing materials, if you do direct mail, coupons, like whatever type of venue you are, you can utilize the lead form near and far and send it out to people.
Totally.
Any way that you can send out a QR code or a URL or anything, that's how you can do it. So just do it.
Instagram link in bio, Facebook post captions. There's endless ways that you can be using the lead form.
Endless ways. Just throw it out everywhere. Just like, you know, when you're texting your mom, just send her the link to your lead form and tell her to text all her friends.
Word of mouth.
Anyway,
the
just
most
like
powerful form.
Exactly. Make stickers of QR codes, just put them everywhere, and people won't know what it is until they scan it and they're like, oh, it's a lead form for a prior holiday event. I don't know.
That's so good.
Use your imagination.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Tis the season to be using your Triple Seat lead forms. That's for sure.
It's always the season to be using your Triple Seat lead form, but now it really is. Now it's crunch time. So
I love it. Well, I mean, this brings us to the end of our episode. And we hope that these ideas will inspire you, but we also want to hear from everyone listening about how your holiday season has been going so far. So what's the most unique request that you've received from a client for a holiday party? What is a moment that you're proud of so far? Any issues, like any horror stories that have happened? I mean, we want to hear all the details.
We do. And then we can even share them. We'll share them in another episode. If you send them to us and share them with us, we will be happy to share those in an episode.
We want to share your achievements and then also drink a glass of wine with you for the horror stories that you've maybe had to go through, and hopefully not too terrible so far. But Anything you'd want to share with us about how the holiday season is going, send us a DM on Instagram to the Triple Seat account, which is just at Triple Seat. Or if email is more your thing, our podcast email address is 2chicks3seats@tripleseat.com, linked in the episode description. So yeah, happy holidays, everyone. And thank you for listening.
Happy holidays, everyone. How many holidays episodes is this, Rachel? We've done like what, 4 or 5?
I'll have to double check on that.
Look, I think it's more than, yeah, it's 4.
I think it might be 4.
Right. Wow, that's crazy. Awesome, how long we've come.
Wow, love it.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll talk to you all soon.